following this story, like every other news outlet in the world, probably not just America, because Michael Jackson was probably more famous outside of America than he was here, as Jeff noted earlier. Jeff McKinney joins me now for the top story at 5, and the top story at 5 is brought to you by Popcom, Internet Voice Data Networks and Services. We have got just one outlet, Jeff, reporting that Michael Jackson has died, and that is TMZ. And the reason we are quoting them is because they've often been ahead on many stories. And in fact, when this story was first breaking, they claimed contact with Jackson family members, including his father and brothers. So,
well, they have a history of accuracy. There's no doubt about that. And Channel 11, when they came on here, which is NBC television, they came on and they quoted TMZ as saying that Michael Jackson had died. CBS Radio at the top of the hour, the network news, they quoted TMZ also as saying Michael Jackson has died. And the reason they're quoting TMZ is, again,
they're the only ones who have confirmed it.
They confirmed it, but they also have a history of accuracy. And mm-hmm. That's why people are quoting it. So you have Matt Bellany on the line, do you not?
Yeah, we do. He is with The Hollywood Reporter. He's a managing editor there. Matt Bellany is with us. Matt, why? What have you heard so far about Michael Jackson?
Well, just what you guys said, TMZ is reporting that he passed away. So far, LA and New York Times are saying that he was rushed to the hospital, UCLA Medical Center here in Los Angeles. The paramedics apparently were called to his house by a staff member. There's conflicting reports about what they found there. Some are saying that he was unconscious when they arrived and that they tried to resuscitate him on the way to the hospital. Others are saying that he was in a sort of arrest mode. But the reports that we're seeing right now are that does not look good.
Does not look good, and TMZ has gone beyond that. TMZ has gone ahead and said that Michael Jackson has died. TMZ, in your estimation, has a nice record of accuracy?
It's hit and miss. I mean, they have the benefit of being able to sort of constantly update their site. Sometimes they'll put up things that turn out not to be correct, and then they will correct themselves. But on the medical stuff, they're actually pretty good. They have some sources inside. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. They're saying that LaToya ran into the hospital sobbing after Michael Jackson was pronounced dead. I mean, I don't know. That's some pretty good sources inside the hospital, if it's accurate, but we'll see if it is.
Well, that's you'd be hard-pressed to accuse them of going with a death if they had not confirmed it. And it seems in some of their earlier listings that they had spoken to family members, including Michael Jackson's father. So mm-hmm. is it kind of tough for outlets like yours to swallow that they could be this ahead on the story?
They're a very different beast than we are. We're not necessarily interested in the private lives of people like they are. But they spend a lot. They have people on the dole. They pay for sources. They're operating at a sort of different level. And when stuff like this comes up, I am like you guys. I'm inclined to believe what they are saying nowadays because they have been right a couple times.
Well, we're also inclined to make very clear that we're quoting TMZ.
Of course,
yeah, we are.
As everybody is doing that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about Michael Jackson now. You're in Hollywood, working mm-hmm. for The Hollywood Reporter. Is there a recent history of medical problems with Michael Jackson?
Oh, well, I mean, he's had,
serious medical problems?
A long and storied history of medical issues and everything from his skin disorder to, he has had some serious allergies and things that have sort of been well chronicled. But there was nothing that indicated that he was not ready to perform. I mean, he had a whole list of concerts that he was preparing for in London.
Wasn't he starting on the 13th of July?
Yeah, I mean, nothing about that suggests that he was ill at all. This was his big comeback. People have paid millions of dollars to support his comeback, and all these concerts have sold out. There was nothing to indicate that he was worried about being able to perform.
Matt, this comes on the day, of course, that Farrah Fawcett mm-hmm. died, and her death was no surprise. She'd had a terrible battle with cancer for months now. If you were trying to explain to a child the level of stardom that both of these people had achieved in their heydays, it would be sort of difficult, wouldn't it? I mean, they were pervasive. and their stars were in their heydays.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, they are, first of all, they're on different levels. Michael Jackson is an international superstar, perhaps the most famous person to ever live, if you think about it, in terms of how big of a star he was around the world. I mean, we think of him as a big star here in America, but it's nothing compared to worldwide. I mean, there's a reason why these concerts were scheduled for London, because he is internationally probably the biggest music star that has ever lived. And the level of celebrity has just been amazing, and obviously it took a big toll on him personally. But Farrah Fawcett herself as well. I mean, there's, you know, in her heyday in
for a brief period of time.
Excuse me?
For a brief period of time,
absolutely.
She had, at least domestically, mm-hmm. she was about as famous as you could get within the confines of the United States of America.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, Charlie's Angels was the biggest hit on television.
Yeah.
That poster that she, the famous
poster
of her,
yeah,
was the biggest seller. I mean, she did a spread in Playboy in the 90s, and that was the biggest selling issue of the decade. I mean, she was a big star as well.
Thank you so much for your time. This is a crazy day, especially in your professional.
We have a special report coming up here. Michelle, hey, Matt, thanks very much.
Thank you, Matt.
CBS is going to air a special report coming up in about 15 seconds. I'm not sure what they're going to say, but I would imagine the news regarding Michael Jackson is not going to be good. CBS has been loath to jump on this bandwagon of a Michael Jackson death, at least up until now. It's 5:20. Let's get the latest from CBS.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Dan Revive. About an hour after first word that pop music star Michael Jackson suffered a heart attack in Los Angeles, it's now reported, and reliably reported, that he has died. The Los Angeles Times website says Michael Jackson, age 50, has died. He was in a coma when taken from an expensive rental home in Los Angeles. The website TMZ.com has also been reporting that Jackson died. We go live to Los Angeles, CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
Well, Dan, if all this is correct, it's just a shock here in Southern California and around the world. The LA Times, as you said, saying that Michael Jackson was pronounced dead. This is according to the LA Times by doctors this afternoon after arriving at the hospital in deep coma. The LA Times is quoting city and law enforcement sources. The LA Times, a very reliable newspaper, obviously. The website TMZ, which also has been very reliable in the past, had earlier reported that Jackson had died. Now, we had reports confirmed by a Los Angeles County fire captain, Steve Ruta, that Jackson was not breathing when paramedics arrived at his home. All this began around 3 hours ago. That's when the 911 call was made, exactly 3 hours ago. Paramedics came to the home. That's when Jackson reportedly was not breathing, taken to the UCLA Medical Center, and now, as we've heard, both the Los Angeles Times, TMZ, are reporting that Michael Jackson, the pop star, the legendary pop star, known by millions of fans around the world, has died.
Steve Futterman reporting live from CBS News in Los Angeles. Michael Jackson was 50 years old. Here's a look back at his career from CBS's Dave Browdy.
Who's that? They called him the King of Pop, at least his fans did. But that nickname was his publicist's invention to counter the tabloid label for the prodigiously talented but bizarrely behaving superstar. They called him Wacko Jacko. Michael Jackson, the son of an Indiana steelworker, who started an astonishing show business career at the age of five as the lead singer of the Jackson Five, the group featuring Michael and four of his brothers. The Jackson Five turned out 14 albums of hits. Michael broke out with four solo discs, but he truly became a superstar and thrilled the world in 1982. Michael Jackson's Thriller broke all records, selling some 50 million copies worldwide. Jackson broke more new ground in the then-fledgling music video field with his 14-minute Thriller video, in which Jackson began displaying the remarkable dance skills that would again launch his career over the moon. But Jackson's increasingly reclusive and bizarre behavior has reported multiple plastic surgeries, made tabloid headlines surpassing his sales, as did an incident in which his hair caught fire during the 1984 filming of a soda commercial. Then there was Jackson's purchase of the ranch he called Neverland, which he stocked with animals, amusement park rides, and a constant flow of children. Suddenly, swirling accusations exploded. In 1993, Jackson released a video denial that he'd molested a 13-year-old boy who'd visited Neverland.
these statements about me are totally false.
Jackson reportedly settled by paying the boy's family millions.
Please welcome Mr. and Mrs. Michael Jackson.
Jackson's marriage to Lisa Marie Presley almost immediately thereafter was seen by many as a desperate ploy to rehabilitate his image. It broke up after only 19 months. Jackson's next album, a disappointment, despite a duet with superstar sister Janet. After another album, his first complete flop, Jackson married again to a nurse, Debbie Rowe. The couple had two children in as many years, followed quickly by a divorce, fights with his record company, litigation over allegedly canceled appearances, and apparently even more plastic surgery. Jackson explained his changing skin color as the result of the disease vitiligo. Then Jackson's most incredible public incident, dangling his 11-month-old son, Prince, over a balcony, followed quickly by Jackson's arrest on charges of molesting a 12-year-old cancer patient. Jackson's denial this time on 60 Minutes.
Totally false. If I would hurt a child, I would slit my wrists. I would never hurt a child.
Jackson's behavior while facing the criminal charges redefined eccentricity, jumping on his limo to the delight of fans one day, showing up late in pajamas another. Ultimately, he was acquitted, but despite many loyal fans, his image was in tatters.
That's CBS's Dave Browdy. If you've just tuned in, Michael Jackson at age 50 has died. He suffered a heart attack, an apparent heart attack in Los Angeles. Michael Jackson died, yes, on the same day that Farrah Fawcett died of cancer in Los Angeles at age 62. Let's turn to the media critic and historian Robert Thompson of Syracuse University. Michael Jackson may have had, well, a tattered image at times, but when it comes to the music and the dancing, he gave pleasure to tens of millions of people, Robert.
Not only pleasure, but I would put him right up there with Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby, P.T. Barnum. I mean, this guy was far and away one of the greatest American entertainers that have ever lived in this country since the Pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock. I mean, he was not called the King of Pop for nothing. He was a superstar. I'll never forget when I watched the Moonwalk on that Motown 25th anniversary show in 1982, and it literally made my jaw drop. Nobody had moved like that before, and what he did for MTV and the art of music videos, what he did for you know, all kinds of performance styles in the 80s, he was really a superstar.
Well, Robert, what about the image part of it? You know, if there's a problem with his personal behavior, etc., does it take away from the way we'll remember Jackson the musician?
Well, I think for at least 50 years, yes. As long as anybody's around that remembers the trials and the tangling the kid off of the balcony and all of this kind of stuff, we'll never be able to separate those. However, 100 years from now, and I am convinced we will still be listening to the Thriller album 100 years from now, when nobody's kind of making all those connections, I think his musical legacy will probably last a lot longer than the legacy of his multiple peculiarities. But we shouldn't ignore them. I think this was really one of the great American stories of the what celebrity can do to a human being. I think this guy became so famous, I think he became so such a huge celebrity that he was isolated from the real world as most people know it. He was living on Planet Michael, and he called it Neverland, of all things. And I think where everybody else's behavior might begin to rove and people would tell you to knock it off and you'd make corrections, I think he was almost forced to be living in this world of his own. It's a really almost Greek tragedy-like story.
Robert Thompson of Syracuse University. Again, if you're just joining us, Michael Jackson, the pop music star, has died at age 50. We turn to Anthony DeCurtis. You've written about music for so many years for Rolling Stone magazine. Anthony, indeed, it's the music we should focus on because that's what'll last.
Well, absolutely. I mean, with all the scandals and all the problems and all the weirdness that Michael represented, you know, it's easy to lose sight of the music, and the music is extraordinary. I mean, this is somebody who is as important a figure as popular music has produced.
And just the way he went at age 50, I guess we realized there was something wrong with his health, with his behavior, or with the advice he got from others.
Well, it's, you know, I mean, Michael's life has been a struggle, I think, in recent years. You know, I mean, he's been attempting these comebacks. They never really gain any traction. I mean, obviously, he was, you know, getting set to do these shows in London, you know, a run of 50 shows. You know, clearly that's not going to happen. You know, we don't really yet have enough information on, you know, what exactly, you know, created the situation. But, you know, there's been a kind of tragic aspect to what, you know, Michael Jackson's life has been, you know, without any question.
Anthony DeCurtis, who's written about music for so long for Rolling Stone magazine. The big news just breaking from Los Angeles. The website of the Los Angeles Times and the website TMZ.com say that Michael Jackson has died. He'd been rushed to UCLA Medical Center from a rented home in West Los Angeles. It was reported that he suffered cardiac arrest when paramedics got there. He wasn't breathing. His heart had stopped. He was taken to the hospital. There were efforts made to revive him, but at age 50, Michael Jackson has died. Members of his family were said to be heading to the hospital in Los Angeles. This has been a CBS News special report, The Death of Michael Jackson. I'm Dan Raviv, CBS News.